Does everybody know this song, The 12 Days of Christmas? Have you heard it before? Yes? Do you know what day today is? Do you know what day it is in the 12 days of Christmas? It's the sixth day of Christmas. Do you know what gifts you received on the sixth day of Christmas? What? Isn't it six geese a-laying? Five golden rings? Four calling birds? Three French hens? How many turtle doves? Two turtle doves and a partridge in a pear tree. That's a lot of gifts to keep track of, isn't it? Yes. Did you get a lot of gifts at Christmas? Yes. Can anybody name all of them? You got a guitar. Who said I can? You can? What are all the gifts you got? Remember, you got a lot of people waiting here, so. Oh, you might have forgotten a couple. You know, that happens to me too. I even received a lot of presents. People are very kind. People are very, very kind. And I don't know that I could name them all, but do you have a favorite? Yes, so do I. I got this really great shirt that I wear when I run, and it's perfect for weather like today. It's perfect. It's my favorite gift from Christmas. And you know what's also great? Finding a gift that you forgot about. Did you have to clean up underneath your trees yet? Yes, you did. You got food for your tree. You're keeping it healthy. I always enjoy cleaning up the presents after Christmas because usually you find a gift you forgot about and then you can enjoy it. Because even if you forget about one of the gifts that you've received, as long as it's put away and taken care of, you can use it later. Sometimes the gifts that we receive at Christmas are meant to be used later, right? Maybe the clothes don't quite fit you yet, but your mom or your dad or whoever bought it for you, maybe Santa, they know that you're going to grow into it. And so you get to use it later and enjoy it later. So even gifts that are forgotten have a great amount of value. Now, today, we have three special guests among us. They're going to receive a sacrament. Does anybody know what sacrament they're going to receive? Yes. Baptism. Thank you very much, Owen. Indeed, baptism. Does everybody remember the day you were baptized? You do? Wow. That's a pretty good memory. That's a pretty good memory. You know, baptism is one of those gifts that we often forget about. We forget that we've received it. We forget that we're made a part of God's family. Because it's not always easy making good choices, is it? Have you gotten into any trouble over Christmas break? Have your parents gotten a little frustrated with you at all? Yeah, I know. There's all that sugar. There's all those new gifts, there's all those toys, there's all those people. It is hard sometimes to make decisions. I'm going to ask your parents out there, is it always easy to make good decisions?
No.
No. Do you sometimes forget about your baptism too? Yeah. I know I do. Yes. And what is so wonderful about the sacrament of baptism is that even if we forget, even if we think we're lost, did Jesus get found in the temple in the gospel today? He did. Does God not search for us when we forget who we are? We have an entire community. Take a look out here. How many faces do you see? You see a lot of faces, don't you? There's a lot of them. And this is a light crowd today. Because everybody's still sleeping off all their Christmas goodies or visiting friends and family all over. But on any day that you forget who you are, we have an entire family to remind us. That's what my job is. That's what everybody here is called to do, is to remind us who we are, to help us to do God's work. And what are the things that Jesus wants us to do? What are the gifts that Jesus wants us to give to others? What are a couple of things that we as baptized believers give to others? Anybody? What are some things you can give to others that's evidence that you're baptized? You could give away some extra toys. That is a great gift. What else might you be able to give? What did Jesus do when he went home to Nazareth? Who did he listen to? He listened to the preachers in the temple, yes. And at home, who did he listen to? He listened to his mother and father. Did you know that that's also a gift you can give? You can be obedient to your mother and father. That's a great sign of being baptized. What about grandmas and grandpas? Do you listen to them? Do you love them? Do you help them? I know there's all kinds of extra things you can do. What about if you saw a mess at home? Would it be a good gift to clean that up? There are all kinds of little things that we can do to remember. And if we forget, we can remind one another. Can you help remind one another whose family you're a part of? And whose family is that? Is it God's family? It is God's family. That's why we gathered here at the Nativity. One, we're still in Christmas. What day of Christmas season is it? The sixth day of Christmas. Indeed it is. And whose family do we belong to after baptism? God's family. Are you ready to welcome a couple or three more members into our family? Yes. All right. So go back to your moms and dads. I know we had one young man already head back. And then we'll get ready to celebrate the sacrament of baptism. Thanks for your help this morning.